Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. It is a joy of mine, a privilege to be able to come and to share the good Word of God with you today. I tell you, the Word of God is precious and pure. It's holy. I tell you, the Word of God convicts. The Word of God will draw you. The Holy Spirit will draw you through the Word of God. And I tell you, that's what lets us see ourselves, and that's what gives us understanding. That's what, in other words, gives us a good reflection of what we are, who we are, basically where we stand. I tell you, we don't know ourselves. Our flesh is rotten. The Bible said the flesh is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, and who can know it? We don't know ourselves without the Lord showing us ourselves. We don't know our own hearts unless God lets us see ourselves. And I'm thankful that we have the Word of God. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit of God that deals with our hearts, that convicts us, that encourages us, that comforts us, and I tell you, guides us. I tell you, I'm thankful for the third part of the Godhead. I tell you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're one, but they're three, and I'm thankful that I have the Lord, and I'm saved, I'm born again, and I tell you what a delight it is to be saved and have the benefits of God. I mean, I enjoy the benefits of God every day. I delight myself in the Word of God. I tell you, it's a joy to my soul to be saved, to be born again, and have the Spirit of the living God in me that guides me and teaches me and speaks to me through His Word. And I tell you what a friend I have in Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. And oh, what a privilege it is to be able to carry everything to the Lord in prayer. Does Jesus care? Yes, He cares. And I know I can cast all my care upon Him because He cares for me. He cares for me and He cares for you, my friend. I tell you, He loves you. If you're saved, He cares for you. He loves you, I tell you, just as much as He loves anyone else. And I tell you, you're very important to Him. You're His child. And He loves you and He wants to use you. And He wants you to give your whole heart to Him and let Him take over and do His will for your life. And you just got to submit yourself to Him and obey Him. Obey the Word of God. As we see ourselves through the reflection of the Word of God, we've got to correct the error of our ways. We can't just be a hearer of the Word. We got to also be a doer of it. We got to hear it, obey it, believe it, and do it. And I tell you, the Lord will bless us. The Bible said if we don't, we're just like that double-minded man. He's unstable in all his ways, and he won't receive anything from the Lord. I tell you, it's a joy to be saved. If you're not saved, my friend, today, I tell you, it's a joy. I tell you, it's a delight to be able to be saved and have a friend that stick it closer than a brother. And I tell you something that he gives you. I tell you, the world can't give it to you. I tell you, the world can't. It don't match up. I tell you that there's no comparison for what you may try to enjoy in your flesh, the pleasure of sin for a season. And I tell you that it excites the flesh, but you won't be satisfied until you get born again, until you get saved, until you come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And I tell you, when you do, you'll be complete in Him. I tell you, my salvation is complete. I tell you, He completed that salvation. When He saved me, He sealed me. Now listen, Jesus died on the cross for me, and He died, other words, He took my sins into His own body on the tree. He knew every sin I would commit. He knows everything. He knows before I was even born, He died for me, and He knew every sin I would commit in this life. And He died for every one of them. And I tell you, He bore my sins and own body on the tree. And I tell you, He shed His blood. And He died one time. He died one time. And I tell you, He cleanses me from all my sins by His blood He shed at Calvary. And you too, my friend. I tell you, if you're not saved, He wants to save you, you see. He wants to make you a brand new creature. He wants to change your life to the better. You see, your life, you don't really have a life. You don't know what life is without Christ. I'm talking about real life. I'm talking about really living. I'm talking about being resurrected from the dead. I'm talking about your sin-sick soul, dead in trespasses and sin, that's been quickened and made alive. I tell you, Jesus is the one that can do that for you. I tell you, He'll quicken you, make you alive, and you'll become living then. I tell you, right now, you're just dead. You're walking in sin, and you're dead in trespasses and sin. And I tell you, you're on your way to hell if you're not saved. The Bible tells us that you're on your way to hell. God help you today. Don't go, continue to run your way and push God off and say, I'll come for a more convenient season. I tell you, that season may never come. You can't bargain with God. The Bible says salvation is of the Lord, and the Lord saves today. And the Bible said you must come when he bids you come, or you won't be able to come at all. So you got to come to him as he's dealing with your heart. It's today. And I tell you, you can't bargain with the Lord and push him aside. I tell you, but when he's dealing with your heart, that's when you call on him. That's when you beg for his mercy, and he'll save you, and he'll make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new when you get saved, when you become that new creature. You see, God's made us new. He gives you a new heart. You see, he didn't take us out of the world. I tell you, he didn't do that. I tell you that he took the love of the world out of us. When you get saved, you don't love the world. You don't love the things of the world, the sins and the flesh and so forth. You hate those things when you're really saved. You want to do what God wants you to do. You want to live for him. You love him, you see. But I tell you, he didn't take us out of the world, but he took the world out of us. And I tell you, we're to go and to be a difference in this world and to be a bright shining light before them, that they may see the light of God in us, that they may desire and see what we have and want it above everything else, knowing that what they have is nothing but emptiness and is trouble. I tell you, not but trouble. I tell you, that's why the flesh will lead you. He that soweth to his flesh, he or she, whoever it is, man or woman, he that soweth to his flesh, of his flesh, he shall reap corruption. And I tell you, we're going to give an account to God for everything that we do. I tell you, everything we've committed, all the sins we've committed. I tell you, God's a just God. And I tell you, he's an upright God. He's a long-suffering God, all right. But he's also a God of judgment and a God of wrath. He's going to deal with everyone about their sins, you see. And that's why God sent his son in the world. Not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. I tell you, you don't have to be judged. I tell you about the sins that you have done before you got saved. You get saved, God forgives you those sins, and you'll never be judged of those again. I tell you, those things are gone. He washes you clean, you see. So everything you've done, he'll forgive. Now, you may think today, well, I've done so bad that God won't save me. If I walk into church, the roof will fall in. Things will happen, all kinds of things, you see. But let me tell you, Christ died for you. You see, he died for the sin of the entire world. And the Bible said all manner of sin is forgiven. He'll forgive you no matter what your sin is. The Bible, when I read it, only one I see that God won't forgive, the only sin that God won't forgive, I tell you, is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, you might have used the Lord's name in vain. And that's bad, and that's not good. I tell you, it's very dangerous. What you do, people go around just using God's name as a cuss word or a curse word. I tell you, it's awful. You ought not to be. You ought to have some fear about you. But God will forgive that. God will forgive that. But if you speak out against the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit of God, when God's using somebody, making joke and mockery, I tell you, you can send away, and you will send away your day of grace. And I know people have come close, and there's people a lot of times not aware of what they're doing. And a lot of times people are just bound up on dope, bound up with all kinds of things. And they'll say things that they don't really mean. I tell you, but I tell you, you got to be careful. I tell you, whether you're on drugs or not, you better be careful what you say and what you do. I tell you, don't make joke and mockery, you see. But that's the only one that I see. But I tell you, God will forgive all manner of sin. And he died for you. And I can say God sent his son in the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He loved you so much. He knew who you are. He knew before you was born. And I tell you, he gave his son. You can imagine that. A man that knew no sin became sin for us, that we would be made the righteousness of God in him. We've been made righteous through him. We that are saved, but God gave his son. I mean, holy, a holy son. I mean, perfect. I tell you, left all the splendor of heaven to come down to die for sinners such as you and me, ungodly sinners, deserve to go to hell. There's nothing good about us. But God gave his son because he loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Have everlasting life. Eternal life, you see. That's what God said. He said, all that come unto me, I will nowise cast out. And all that come unto me and receive me, he said, I will give them the Holy Ghost. I will forgive them of their sin, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, once you get saved, at the very instant you get saved, you receive the Holy Ghost. I tell you, that's how you know you're saved. The Bible talks about that. Now, in time past, when it was the time of Apollos, Priscilla and Aquila, in those type of times, and when Paul went about and the apostles went about, I tell you, speaking and preaching of the Lord Jesus, and some didn't realize that they was a Holy Ghost, and they didn't understand. They was under John's baptism. They were looking for the Messiah to come. John baptized them, said, there's one coming after me, preferred before me. He said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So that was his baptism. They was in that time period. And so when the apostles came and explained unto them, they received also the Holy Ghost. So what nowadays, when you get saved, you receive the Holy Ghost. And see, that's how I know I'm saved. And I tell you, that's the God in us while we're saved, while we're on this earth. You see, he's in us. He's an ever born again believer. And I tell you, I'm so thankful that he does. I tell you, I couldn't live in this world without him. I wouldn't want to live without him. And I couldn't live. Neither are you living. Like I said, you're existing, but you're not really living until you get saved, until you get born again. And I tell you, when you get born again, you've been born of the Spirit of God. You see, we've been born and then we've been baptized into the family of God. All that takes place. You see, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire places you into the body of Christ, and you are a brand new creature, you see. And you belong to God now. You don't belong to yourself. The Bible said we've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. So we don't live unto ourselves. We don't die unto ourselves. Whether we live or die, we're the Lord's. And so we belong to him, and we're to live for him, and we're to obey him, and not to run after our flesh and run after sin. And if we do, we'll crucify the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. He bore enough shame. Like my pastor's preached for many years, he bore enough shame on Calvary when he took our sin, and we are to live holy and righteously in this present world. He said, be holy for I'm holy. The only way that we can be holy is living for Christ. Let him live it out of us. That doesn't mean we're a perfect person either. No, we're still housing the flesh. The Bible talked about that. And Paul said, a man of the full of the Holy Ghost, that priest full of the Holy Ghost, everywhere he went, people got saved. And I tell you, the hand of God was on him. And he said, I had perfected as yet, brethren. He said, but one thing I'll do, I'll press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. He said, if anyone could boast, he said he could. You see, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. And I tell you, touching the law blameless. And what he meant by that was, whatever the law required of about his sin, he offered it, you see. But the law couldn't make anyone just. But what Paul was saying was if anybody could boast, he could. But he couldn't boast in those things. He could only boast in Jesus, you see, the faith that was in Jesus. And I tell you, that's how you get saved. So we're not perfect, but we strive to be perfect and try to please God. But I see today my time's quick and come and go, my friend. If you're not saved, you're not really born again, get by yourself somewhere. Pour out your heart before God. Don't let up till you know he saved you. Ask him have mercy upon you, sinner. Come into your heart and make you a new creature, and he will. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.